So let's take a listen to David Rubenstein, founder of the Carlyle Group, what he had to say about George Bush and the company Caterair International, on which Bush served on its board of directors.
Let me talk about a bad deal. At the beginning of Carlyle, early, we didn't have any funds. We didn't have any dedicated funds. And we had a deal that seemed like it would be the greatest deal since sliced bread. It was handed to us. We had Marriott said to us, look, we're going to sell our airline catering business. It's number one in the world. Management team's been there 10 years. We dominate all the markets, and we're not going to do an auction. We're going to sell it to you guys because some of our people used to work at Marriott. And, you know, what could be better? So the financing was there, and we thought, this is an easy business. You're going to give us a company, number one in the world, gold-plated, got all the equipment you need, good management team. Well, then the Gulf War came, and all of a sudden people stopped flying. No matter how good you think a company can be, something can go wrong. We couldn't anticipate the Gulf War. And so the airline catering business has gone this way. I'd mention this because it reminds us all the time we shouldn't have hubris. You know, no matter how smart we think we are, how good we are, something can go wrong. And if something seems too good in life to be true, it usually is. In this case, the only interesting thing about the deal, and we lost all of our money in it, our money and our investors' money in it, in that deal, but when we were putting the board together, somebody came to me and said, look, there's a guy who would like to be on the board. He's kind of down on his luck a bit, needs a job, needs a board position, needs some board positions. And could you put him on the board, pay him a salary, and he'll be a good board member, and it'll be a loyal vote for the management and so forth. So, well, we're not usually in that business, but okay, let me meet the guy. I met the guy. I said, I don't think he adds that much value. We'll put him on the board because, you know, we'll do a favor for this guy. He'd done a favor for us. We put him on the board and spent 3 years, came to all the meetings, told a lot of jokes. Not that many clean ones. And after a while, I kind of said to him about 3 years, you know, I'm not sure this is really for you. Maybe you should do something else because I don't think you're adding that much value to the board. You don't know much about the company. He said, well, I think I'm getting out of this business anyway, and I don't really like it that much, so I'm probably going to resign from the board. And I said, thanks. Didn't think I'd ever see him again. His name is George W. Bush. He became president of the United States. So, you know, if he had said to me, name 25 million people who would maybe be president of the United States, he wouldn't have been in that category. But so you never know. Anyway, I haven't been invited to the White House for any things.
And that was David Rubenstein, founder and managing director of the Carlyle Group. It's an excerpt of a talk he gave to investors with the Los Angeles County Retirement Association who are thinking of divesting from Carlyle.